I don't know how many of you are familiar with the name Tomas Rivera. He was the first Chicano to become the president of a major university. And it was a great tragedy that about 3 or 4 years ago, he died at a very young age from a heart attack, a tremendous loss to the Chicano community. And I'd had the pleasure of knowing him, and so, like many people, I decided to try to write something about him. They knew so much, his hands spoke of the journey from Crystal City to Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, year after year, dirt dusted in fields and orchards, his hands a pillow at night in bare cold buildings, family laughter his favorite blanket. On slow days, his hands gathered books at city dumps, saved like the memories of smiling hard at that first grade teacher and her noises in the other language that didn't laugh like Spanish. Those hands clenched in the dark at víboras, víboras hissing, "We don't want you, you people have lice," as the school door slammed. But Tomas learned, and his hands began to hold books gently, with affection. He searched for stories about his people and finally gave their words sound, wrote the books he didn't have, we didn't have. And he graduated over and over until one day he was Chancellor Rivera, famous Chicano, too needed, his hands too full of us to sit alone and write green stories alive with voices, fiesta of the living, pressing, the present pressing like the hands reaching out to him. And he'd hug the small brown hands, his hands whispering his secret, learn, learn. His face a wink, teasing out their smiles, a face all could rest in. Like the cherries he picked, dark, sweet, round a pit, toothbreaker for the unwary, the lazy, the cruel. His hands knew about the harvest, tasted the laborer's sweat in the sweet cantaloupes he sliced, knew how to use laughter to remove stubborn roots of bitter weeds, prejudice, indifference. The boy from Crystal City, Texas, not a legend to be shelved, but a man whose abrazos still warm us, yet say, now you.